live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to the Todd Herman Show.
You know where they live. Go knock on every door with representatives of the community. Why don't you want to take a vaccine? What are you worried about?
Put them in cars. Ah, today is, in fact, the day the Lord has made, and these are the times in which God has decided we shall live. Times such as these communicate the need for us to take seriously unique sets of responsibilities. I got asked a question the other day in the ongoing discussion between this host. That's how you say it when you want to sound important. Well, this host thinks. Between myself and members of the Todd Herman Show family. Members of our family who are agnostics. Someone asked me yesterday in email. Mark wrote and said, hey, I really appreciate that you took the time to care for that lady. You talked about in your personal note. And I guess I could pull up the email verbatim. Sorry, Mark. I just now thought of this. And Mark and I had a brief interchange about this. He's an agnostic listener who said, I really appreciate that you took time to drive that lady all the way to her home, her off-grid home. And my question is a pretty common one from agnostics. How does a God who cares for us let that woman live in that squalor that you described yourself as horrid squalor? How does that happen, and how does that indicate to you that you should maintain your Christian faith? Mark wrote to me that note from Herndon, Virginia. Well, there's two things about that. God Almighty is pro-choice in every capacity. There's nothing he forces you to do. Nothing. He's also 100% pro-responsibility. You will pay a cost. Now, I don't know. I didn't dig into this woman's full background. We had an hour and a half together. I talked to her a fair bit. But I never determined what was the precipitating trauma that caused her to become what was pretty clearly someone who spent a lot of time with meth. So I don't know what happened, but I can tell you God didn't come to her and tell her to take meth. And God is pro-choice. The other side is pro-force and pro-lies. So in terms of my faith in helping this woman, well, number one is she's a human being, and she was really in bad shape. And it was 100 degrees on pavement, and no way am I leaving a human being in a circumstance like that, God or no God? Now, from my perspective as a Christian, she was at that point the least of these. And that could have been God himself saying, I wonder what he'll do for me when I'm hungry and thirsty. And in fact, if you think of us as a body of people created by God, we are in fact in that body, not necessarily the Christian body, but that body. So in that case, I was actually doing something for the body. Now, the underlying piece of this is a cop I talked to, because I stopped. I think I mentioned this in the personal note. I talked to a deputy in town. I just said, hey, drop this lady off. And she came up from Hauser, and he knew her name. He knew her. And I said, is she helpable? And he said, no, she's not. She's permafried. And he was a good cop and a nice man. And he said he would go check on her. And he would go, you know, he goes to see her. He cares. He also had to take her kid away from her. The part of this, Mark, that's from the Christian perspective is she has a future beyond this world if she will seize the future beyond this world. So victory is not always here at this time. We're in a temporal and spiritual time of choosing. It's stark. It's right before us. There's the other side of this that would say, well, Todd, did you give her any meth or fentanyl? Why didn't you buy her some fentanyl or meth? She needs that. because I won't participate in her further harm. I won't. And I won't act like that's okay. And there's people acting on Capitol Hill. What do you call it when someone goes on a television camera and pretends to feel things that they don't actually feel, like Adam Schiff? Adam Schiff, by the way, acting. Schiff was the guy who had the goods on Trump. He had proof that Trump worked for Putin. He had the urination tape from Russia of Trump in the hotel rooms, and he had proof, and he kept coming out of the intelligence meeting saying the walls are closing in. We've got proof. Trump works for Russia. He was playing a different role at that point. Now he's playing sad Adam Schiff.
And God help us. Mm-hmm. But I have faith. Because of folks like you. And I might not expect this would be quite so emotional either, but it must be an Adam thing today. So grateful to all of you. And with that, Sherman.
Oh, honey.
I never meant her. I never meant to hurt you, baby.
And so sometimes you make me. And sometimes you make me hit you, baby.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I spent the year saying all cops are B-words. I'm sorry that my party says defund the cops. I'm sorry that my whole party cheered on the Black Lives Matter Incorporated Antifa protests where they tried to murder cops and got some murdered. I was wrong, baby.
So what do you call a thing where someone is pretending to feel something that they don't actually feel and they do that on camera? I'm almost forgetting the words for that, because that's got yourself some Adam Schiff.
God help us. But I have faith.
Yeah. So that's called acting. That's what it's called. There's plenty to be upset about in relation to January 6th. I remember I was doing Rush Limbaugh's program, God Rest Rush, when that happened. And there were varying degrees of response from people. A lot of our listeners were saying, yep, you stole an election. Now eat it. There were people who were saying that. You know that. There were other people saying, that's our capital. What are they doing? Why aren't they stopping this? There were people saying at the time, it looks like they're letting him in. Why are they letting him in? It was hard to watch. So it was a year of that stuff down the street from my home in Seattle. So was watching the neighborhood 10 minutes from the radio station and a 3-minute walk from my therapist's office being seized by terrorists who proceeded to drive around the city in unmarked trucks with semi-automatic rifles in the back and going to use those trucks to block intersections so cops couldn't go stop them from burning down buildings. That was hard to watch, guys.
Did I do that with enough emotion? Did I act well enough?
Well, sorry, I'm not an actor. It was horrific to watch. And to know that just up the street, I worked at real businesses before. The first job where I felt like a valued professional was right on the street corner that had been taken over. I used to have lunch with coworkers in the park where a man who was allowed to become a monster because he was allowed to bake his head in meth, 48 arrests and 6 felonies later, went from being a lovable roustabout with a meth problem to a psychotic murderer who hammered nails into a woman's head to murder her a week after he bragged about beating her with Instagram pictures to boot.
But Adam Schiff is so sad. He's not. See, the problem with his acting is he's covering up his glee. This is back in the news. So's something else. I don't know that it's acting, but it's pretending, and it has to do with your body and your kids' bodies. Let's dig into that after we go take a quick... So from D.C., where this Harry Dunn, this officer, he also cried because it was so hard on him to see this happen, even though Harry Dunn is a fraud, because Harry Dunn cheered the Black Lives Matter Incorporated protesters. He is an anti-Trump person who thinks if you vote for Trump, you're a racist. He's a Capitol Hill cop who cheered a group that wants to kill cops, Black Lives Matter Incorporated. And yet we're told to believe, oh, this is the moment that turned the country. Harry Dunn's emoting turned the country. Harry Dunn's emoting. What about his emoting of, woo, burn it down. Burn it down, baby. Let it burn. Eat the rich. Oh, that's just in conservative media. They're his tweets. They're his words. Well, but he feels differently when it's where he works. Not when the mob was outside the White House. Not when the mob attempted to burn down an historic church across from the White House. I don't remember emoting from Officer Harry Dunn then. Do you? I don't think Fauci acts because I don't think he feels he needs to. He knows he pays no costs for taking every position on every issue in relation to the COVID flu. He knows. I mean, just think of this. Just consume this mentally. 2 days ago, the CDC announced,
we have learned that the test we've used to lock down American schools, churches, and small businesses that have precipitated the worst mental health crisis in the history of teens and adolescents and the highest levels of suicide we've ever seen. We have learned that the test that we used cannot tell the difference between the flu and the coronavirus, nor can it tell the difference between a flu you had 6 years ago or a cold or an active infection. So we have decided to stop using that test and to use another one.
And shouldn't that be kind of news? You remember that time we locked down the whole country even though we didn't know if people had the flu or a cold? That was awesome. I loved that part where the kids started killing themselves. Man, that was funny. That's acting I just did there. Wasn't funny. So you'd think when one CBS affiliate in Sacramento, California, comes upon a story about people who've been injected with the mRNA and country-by-country comparisons where people, countries with more injections of mRNA are seeing higher case counts, you'd think this would be repeated across the mockingbirds.
He also knows vaccinated people may be unknowingly spreading the virus. Because the vaccine is working, they may not even realize they're sick.
A lot of people think if they're vaccinated, they can't transmit. Is that true?
So originally we thought that might be true.
But he says that's no longer the case, thanks to the Delta variant, pointing to data from China that indicates the viral load in the nose from the Delta variant may be 1,000 times higher than previous variants.
If that's the case, even a little bit in somebody who's vaccinated, it could be a lot.
He notes as case rates increase with the Delta variant, more unvaccinated people and vaccinated people will get COVID, though the rates will still be higher among the unvaccinated.
She does such a good job of being cheery there. By the way, she should, because the death rates are bottoming out. That's exactly what we want to see. That's what we're seeing. But we're being told we must lock down again. What's it called when a rich white man lectures a black man on what that black man must do with his body? Let's think about that. A rich white man telling a black man
do exactly with your body what I say you should do with your body. Here's actor Chris Cuomo on CNN doing that with a Republican Congress.
This isn't about you won't force
me. It's not a false choice. It's actually the accurate choice, Chris.
It's not an accurate choice. Nobody's forcing anybody. You're trying to push it to where people have to be forced. And you're seeing it as a position of strength and advantage.
You're the one that's pushing it, not me. I'm not trying to
There's
push
no
it.
Question Am that I you're not pushing push the vaccine. Everybody should know that about you, Byron Donald. You are not telling people to get vaccinated. You are not pushing it. You are not saying it's the right choice. You're saying you're not doing it and your family's not doing it. And you're leaving out of the equation that you can make other people sick as if that doesn't matter.
What is that word where a rich white man tells a black man what to do with his body and his
family?
Your
bodies.
You are a bioreactor facility.
Your kids.
Because I've already speech, it's not an absolute human right. It has to be balanced with other human rights.
Your travel.
We live in a world where misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health.
The media you see and hear.
We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
The technocrats want to control all of it.
Dismiss anything else. We will continue to be your single source of truth. We will provide information frequently.
The Todd Herman Show presents Tracking the Technocrats.
None of those are from movies. They're real-life technocrats. Ross Clark at The Spectator writes, I had in mind it would take 2 to 5 years for a vaccination passport scheme to morph into a Chinese social credit system. In fact, it took 2 weeks. This morning, it was reported that the government is planning to introduce a health app in January, which will monitor our shopping, our exercise levels, our intake of fruit and vegetables, and reward us with virtue points, which we can exchange for discounts, free tickets, and other goodies. Capita and Serco, the usual beneficiaries of demented government schemes, are reported to be bidding for a chance to run it. He continues in his piece in The Spectator. Just look how we were fooled with CCTV cameras. If we can be said to have consented to their use at all, it was on the basis that they might be used to solve serious crimes. Yet look at them now, programmed to issue fines systemically for the most minor of offenses, like straying into a bus lane for a few yards, getting caught in the bus junction, accidentally dropping a few crumbs as you eat your lunch on a city center bench. It's always the same with surveillance authorities. Give an inch and mission creep sets in at once. That's a Western democracy designing a Chinese social credit system. This is a technocrat in the United States who used to run a baby-killing facility, so-called Dr. Lena Wen.
Right, I think it depends on the circumstance. So if you're going to the grocery store and the grocery store doesn't have the capacity to enforce some kind of proof of vaccination, then they have to say that indoor masking needs to apply because we don't know who's vaccinated and who's not. The same thing.
Yes, because we certainly can't just remember that this is a mid to mild flu for most people. I wonder if Australians are happy they gave up their guns or had them seized. People are being arrested in their homes for posting on social media and having their kids ripped from their arms because they're walking outside without a woke mask.
Don't carry my son.
You hear the little boy?
A mother protesting her rights, arrested and ripped from her son. The screams of her scared four-year-old in the CBD heard near and far as the video circulated online.
I just remember seeing his legs waving in the air.
The video of a pregnant woman in her own home, in front of her children, on her way to an ultrasound, being arrested and handcuffed by masked police officers. This is a national day of shame. Victoria, you stand condemned in the eyes of the world. I don't care what your emergency laws are. I don't care what your lockdown special police think that they are doing. To arrest a pregnant woman for merely putting online her opinion and her desire to protest against the lockdown. We supposedly live in a free society. I'm horrified by this.
Never give up your Second Amendment rights. I will resist the forced injection of these experimental gene therapies peacefully and legally. And if you come for me or my family or my friends in any other form, I will resist with force. Never give up your Second Amendment rights. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.
It's your turn to text the Todd Herman Show.
The rule's pretty simple.
Be concise, be precise, and drop the mic. 800-465-8770.
Get to the text messages and emails a second. You need to hear this. You know this song? This is really, it's a deceptive song because it's sort of a destructive little earworm, but it's, man, it's got some filthy lyrics to this. They're not obscene, but they're filthy. This is Billie Eilish.
You're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy.
It's also selling kitty porn.
Might seduce your dad type. I'm
violent kitty porn.
Duh.
So this is Billie Eilish, young woman who I guess was independent at one time and edgy and such, and then rose to fame on sort of producing music like this.
I like it when you take control, even if you know that you don't own me. I'll let you play the role. I'll be your animal.
I'll be your animal.
My mommy likes to sing along with me, but she won't sing this song.
I think you get the point. So she's become very, very wealthy, and she has thoughts about being very wealthy. Palate cleanser. Suggestive, but not obscene.
You know, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Stay off my lawn. In an interview, Billie Eilish, the Bad Guy song, said she cried and cried when she got rich. Quote, I wanted to be so poor so I can relate to most of my fans. A, most of your fans aren't poor. B, if only there was something you could do so that you could be poor, if there was only something you could do. Give away your money.
I'm that bad type, make your
like,
mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad.
There's
type,
just something you could do, like, oh, I got an idea.
Bad guy.
Duh. You could voluntarily pay more taxes. Or, Billy, you know what you could do? Dig this. You could voluntarily send all your excess monies to the United States Treasury. All you need to do, Billy, is have someone write a check out of one of your many accounts addressed to the Federal Treasury and give away your money. Then you're poor, just like most of your fans. Two, the text line from Space Hog, none other. Space Hog, you need to trademark that. Hi, Todd. Just some constructive criticism for your Cuomo impression. You missed a golden opportunity to employ the highly underrated word capis. Please revise, update your impression of the so-called governor of New York accordingly. Thank you very much. Capiche. Listen, hey, Hog, when you write in to the show, it's Mr. Cuomo. Capiche? Got it. Mr. Cade. Guten Morgen, Todd. Just waiting for the armbands and symbols painted on windows of businesses who allow the unvaccinated. Well, Guten Morgen, Mr. Cade. Wait no longer. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have announced that they will have red wristbands on players who have not taken the mRNA injection. Wait no longer. Jeff from Yelm. This is genius. This right here. This is a genius level text. All these are smart. In fact, the text line today is particularly well lit. You guys took my tip on the caffeine, didn't you? You doubling, tripling, quadrupling down. Don't do that if you got a heart condition. But this is really good. I'm looking for a bit of music. I wanted to play with this because it's actually that good, but I can't find it. So I'll just give you an oldie
and a goodie from way back in the day. Some people remember this. Some people will not remember this.
Don't drop that Durkin Durk. Hey, don't drop that Durkin Durk.
Jenny Durkin. Snow Shovel Jenny. Jeff from Yelm. I wear a mask on top of my head to protect myself from meteors, and I haven't been hit by one yet. You know what? That's a strong point. That is and I wear underwear, and I've yet to accidentally urinate on a person, which is what we're told would happen if we... That's genius. Soup 86. Funny how Mayor Snow Shovel is gay, and a pimp can still sweet talk her into giving him a six-figure job to not be a pimp. Yeah, no one said that someone who's a former federal prosecutor has to be smart or brave or patriotic or upstanding or unable to be bribed or willing to stand up to political criticism. Soup 86. Thank you. It's great. See, these are top-notch today. Ellensburg Coastie. Follow-up, Todd. I was forced to pass up a lifelong dream of a career firefighter thanks to the COVID injection mandate. This state is so sad for our country. Coastie, I pray to the Lord that you will get another opportunity. You may have to make your own. This is the state of the country. It's a time for choosing. These are therapeutics. So why not force people to take hydroxychloroquine? Or ivermectin. They're therapeutics. But that wouldn't aid Pfizer in going from $26 billion last year to $33 billion already this year. And they say booster shots are coming, so they might get to $40 billion. Someone on Twitter said, yikes, a company making money from a product they sell. That's almost like capitalism. Oh, wait. No, it's not like capitalism. Capitalism doesn't force people to pay for advertising for products they don't want and services they don't need. That's what the pharma companies are doing. Capitalism doesn't work where you produce a dangerous experimental gene therapy and you don't pay a stinking dime when it kills more people. That's not capitalism. They're working towards forcing people to take it or trying to. That's not capitalism, person on Twitter. I told him. Average Joe. If they come to shoot me up, they better prepare for the same, but I don't carry needle rounds. I hate that talk. I understand that talk. I said the same thing. I'm not going to be shot up with the mRNA injections. I will protest peacefully and legally, and hopefully that's where it stops. I will defend my bodily autonomy with force. I advise that you make your own decisions. Phantom Flyer. Todd, Phantom Flyer radio check. A kind request in the name of safety, of traffic safety. Tone it down just a tad. I was laughing so hard at your Andy Cuomo promoting American Crawl Space that the years in my eyes nearly abused me to cross a double yellow into oncoming traffic. I can't be the only one. Remember that Sirius Radio might save a life. See, that's what I've been saying about this Harmon character. He gets on the radio. He makes me sound ridiculous, like I might go around saying, you know, we've determined that for the safety of drivers, you should wear your seatbelt even when you leave the car. Because studies have shown look, when was the last time you saw someone killed in an automotive accident when they were wearing a seatbelt on a couch? We just follow the science and the data. This Harmon character, I don't even think he's ever thought of wearing a seatbelt, say, eating breakfast at his big counter in the ridiculous, scary militia town of Idaho. Is that a town or a state? I don't know. Something like that, Phantom Flyer? We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.
Down on Main Street. Down on Main Street.
On a personal note today, one of the most important jobs I ever had was being a telemarketer for Time Life Books. for the most important jobs. There's this saying in CrossFit, high-intensity workout circles. My coach says this. She says, where true volume is present, or pardon me, where true intensity is present, volume is not necessary. True intensity. Time Life Books was true intensity. It was taking the things you'd learn in sales and putting them on a clock. So I'd read the Brian Tracy books. I'd practiced the Brian Tracy close, reclose things. And it was being put on the clock at Time Life Books in four-hour shifts, selling books to strangers around the country where you were lucky to get 15 seconds into a conversation unless you drilled down on skills like this. You call on the East Coast, your pitch is fast. You are in and out. You call the Midwest, slow it way down. You call the West Coast, you speak a lot with up talk. You do what sociologists refer to as code shifting. It's one of the first tricks you learn. It was a very important job. I misunderstood the amount of money you could earn. Some year later, after leaving Time Life Books, I was still getting checks from them. They never really explained that you got residuals. That when you sold someone an entire series of books and they actually completed the series, that you got paid a huge bonus for that. There was a college professor, adjunct professor of music, who worked there. He was pretty good at his job. He was mid-level, 15 books a day. Roger was bringing in $85,000 a year from that job. That was 25 years ago, 4 hours a day. On the weekends, you got to sell the active leads. This meant people were already taking Time Life Books. And all you had to do was get him to take another series. And man, I nailed my rap. On the East Coast, it was, hey, this is Todd Emmer with Time Life Books. I see you're taking Mysteries of the Unknown. We got another series. It's about sci-fi. Want me to send you a copy and see if you like it? If you like it, you can buy it. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, I'll send the first book. If you like it, you can complete the series and buy it. Yeah, will you do that? If you like the books, should we keep buying them? Yeah, all right. Hey, someone may call you later, ask you if we talk. My name is Todd with Time Life in Seattle. Just say we talked. Just say, yeah, we're good to go. Okay, yeah, all right, we're good to go. And my bosses would tell me that's not going to verify, meaning that when the verification department called back, the guy's going to go, I don't remember the guy. Nope, it worked. In the Midwest, it was this. Hi, and this is DeWitt. This is Todd Herman. I'm in way out in Seattle, ma'am. And I see that you're taking our gardening series with Time Life Books. And how you like that? Oh, it's great. I use it and my granddaughter uses it. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Ma'am, I'd like to send you our book on home repair and improvement. There's a lot of healthy things and neat things you can do to fix up your house. It's a different series. You mind if I send you that first one? And ma'am, if you just take a look at it, and if you like it, you can buy it. If not, you just send it back to us. No questions asked. Oh, that would be just great. In the Midwest, I learned you could ask for leads. Mrs. DeWitt, I would like to ask you, is there anyone else down there in Quincy, Iowa, who might need a book like this? Well, yes. As a matter of fact, my grandson just bought a house, and he might need something on fixing up his home. His name is Dwight DeWitt. Ma'am, do you have his phone number? Well, hold on now. I've got it in my book. I'd sell 52, 56, 60 books a day, and they were high-quality sales. I got into a contest one day with a guy. We were neck and neck, and he was good. And he, by the way, stole my rap. Because you're supposed to read from a script and all that leading to selling actives, and I didn't do that. He stole my rap. I don't remember his name, but he was a rock musician in a band that made a couple of albums. And we were neck and neck, and I called a guy in California. And I told him about the Civil War series.
And I told him he had the option to buy the entire series from me at that moment. On the spot. Pay for it all. He did. Then he said this. Do you have any books on World War II? Boom. Second series sold. My guy, the rock musician, blew his top. And that's not going to verify. They both verified. Credit cards out. It's an important job. Time and pressure. Wasn't that what they said in that prison movie? Time and pressure. Andy Devine knew time and pressure. The most important day? Called a woman who was in a hurricane. For real. Her house was in the midst of being attacked by a hurricane. I think it was Louisiana. And she told me, sir, I can barely hear you. There's a hurricane here. I said, oh, ma'am, I'm so sorry. And I'll let you go. She said, no, sir, could you stay with me? Would you please stay with me? I'm scared. My babies are scared. And I asked her, are you in the bathroom? There's a lot of piping in there. Yes, sir, we're in our bathtub. And I stayed on the phone with her for about 20 minutes. I don't know how. I have no blooming idea how the phone lines didn't fall down, but they didn't. Human-to-human contact, far away. And I kid you not, she asked at the end of this, she goes, what were you calling about again? I said, I was just calling to sell some books. What with Time Life? And I swear to you, she said, do you have any books on emergency repair? I said, I can't sell you a book after what we just went through together. She goes, no, I want to buy the whole series. Hey, time and pressure. This is the Todd Herman Show. We every weekday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. live on the Pacific Coast, on podcasts everywhere, all around the world. Go be well, be strong, and be kind.